7 minutes, so
17.
I was trying to
17
save
minutes.
Him. I was trying to whittle through. He's already been here for a day and a half. They've put him on. They had him on the goddamn Catholic channel.
Yeah, I could have. Yeah, if you'd started earlier.
Well, that's why we didn't play the album version. That song goes on for, you told me, like 7 minutes
seven
or something
half,
like that, right?
Something like that.
And also for the first time, Michael Hatton. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how you pronounce that?
That's how you pronounce that. Phonetically, baby. Look at it.
Michael. I didn't read it, Michael. Michael Hatton.
Michael M-C-E-L-H-A-T-T-O-N.
Makes perfect sense, Michael. Yeah. I'm with you.
That makes perfect sense to
Michael
you?
Hatton, yeah. I didn't see it, but now that he said it and I'm looking at it on a piece of paper, yeah, how would you fuck that
Thank
up?
Thank God. I didn't try to say that last name.
If the MC had been separate from the rest of it, you might have got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. How's New York treating you, Michael?
Very well.
Yeah?
Well, I love it here, so, you know.
Do you get to New York often?
I come back and forth, you know. I try to come back maybe. It's about 2 years since I've been here or so.
Your main home is?
Dublin.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, but I did a play here about 3 years ago. And,
right.
I got to live here for about 3 months, and that was a real joy. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's why you love New York so much.
Which play?
It was a play called The Night Alive by Conor McPherson.
Yeah.
And it was on down in Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And it transferred from the Dunmar in London. And it was, it was fantastic.
So. Lou's written plays.
I know theater.
Yeah. You know theater.
He does. Yeah.
I know enough. This is how I know enough. I know enough to have gotten the fuck out of it. It's a lot different over there than it is over here. Over here, it's an abusive orphanage. Oh, God, we're working
with
somebody.
It's pretty much the same.
Yeah, but a little less. There's some, but there's a sense of history to it. We're like, there's.
Listen, you guys got Broadway. You know, Broadway in London, two greatest, theater places in the world.
Yeah, but you've got Dublin. And Dublin, come on.
Dublin is great, but it's not Broadway and it's not London.
Yeah, what's wrong with Broadway there, Lewis?
Nothing's wrong with Broadway. Okay, let's get somebody else who's somebody, that everybody knows from television and put them in a play. And we'll put 16 apples around them and we'll call it a musical and that'll be great.
That's right. Son of a bitch. Bring out the 78 gay guys on roller skates.
It is. It's got its moments. Both of them, it's got its moments. But you had Beckett, and that's a boom.
That's a good one, right, Lois? Yeah.
Beckett, hello.
Yeah.
Nobody's come close.
Yeah. And you can put two guys from X-Men in it.
Thanks for playing along. This is what we do here. This is what we
that
this
is
see.
Really
boom,
good.
Boom,
That's
boom,
true.
Boom, bang.
I'd forgotten that.
Well, you set it up.
Yeah,
perfect.
So it's working well.
So, but they're good actors. You see?
No, they're they at least had a history. Yeah. They did act.
They did. They pay their dues.
Right.
Yeah.
but you're promoting Genius, right?
I am.
On Nat Geo?
Nat Geo, starting next Tuesday.
The second season?
No.
First scripted TV series.
There you go. Ever.
Nat Geo.
They hadn't farmed any property.
Yeah. Really?
Yep, for the writing. And they've paid for a great crew to start out with. Ron Howard directed the first episode. It's Imagine Entertainment.
Yeah, Ron Howard directed the first ep. Jeffrey Rush is
Oscar Einstein. Winner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a. I've only seen the first ep, and it's pretty fantastic.
You're pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
What you've seen so far.
What I've seen is amazing.
I watched it last night.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
I had to. I rolled it back to the beginning this morning just to watch the opening scene again. Where not his part, but this when you first see the young Einstein.
Yes,
when he corrects the professor.
It's wonderful.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
It's every little kid that's been accused of, hey, you're not paying attention, and they walk to the board like in Goodwill Hunting or anything else, where you finally go, oh yeah, I'm not listening.
Right.
Fuck you.
And here's what. Nobody
watching that will not be able to relate to it.
No, it was really, really.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
It's about Albert Einstein, obviously.
It is about Albert Einstein, his life, and his whole life. And I guess most people were probably like myself, thought of him, knew he was a pretty brainy guy, relativity, and had crazy hair. But after that, really, people probably don't know a lot.
Right.
And he had a pretty interesting life. He fought a lot of battles with a lot of people. It was not easy being a genius. It was not easy. He had a whole new way of thinking, relativity. He had dreamt up science and then took years to prove it. And he had a very tempestuous love life. He was a bit of a ladies' man, which probably people didn't know about.
I was one. It's crazy.
That was when that look worked.
Yeah.
You've been trying it for 25 years.
Boy.
Yeah. He finally.